Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, March 26th, Thankful Tuesday. We are continuing on in Luke's Gospel, chapter 23 today. We'll be talking about Jesus being buried in verses 50 through 56. And then we'll move over to the Proverbs, and we'll read Proverbs 1, verses 20 through 33. I'm reading Luke's Gospel in the English Standard Version, and then I'll move over to the NIV for the Proverbs. Starting in verse 50. Now there was a man named Joseph from the Jewish town of Arimathea. He was a member of the council, a good and righteous man, who had not consented to their decision and action. And he was looking for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then he took it down and he wrapped it in a linen shroud and laid him in a tomb cut in stone where no one had ever yet been laid. It was the day of preparation and the Sabbath was beginning. The women who had come with him from Galilee followed and saw the tomb and how his body was laid. Then they returned and prepared spices and ointments. On the Sabbath, they rested according to the commandment. Before we move on, I just want to point out that Joseph was looking for the kingdom of God. And it made me think, am I looking for the kingdom of God? Am I entrusting myself to God's rule and submitting myself to his governing authority today? I don't know what it might look like in our world today to look for the kingdom of God, but I want to look for it with you. This is just a good reminder. Today we do have services in the sanctuary at noon, and then we'll have a lunch after at 12:30. Perhaps you can come to those as well to have extra reminders of love and grace from the Lord. Now let's move on over to the Proverbs. Today we're in Proverbs chapter 1. We'll finish up chapter 1. We're taking a slow ride through the Proverbs just to try to think about the wisdom of the Lord. So we're in Proverbs chapter 1, verses 20 through 33. The title says, Wisdom's Rebuke. Out in the open, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. On top of the wall, she cries out. At the city gate, she makes her speech. How long will you who are simple love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? Repent at my rebuke. Then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make known to you my teachings. But since you refuse to listen when I call, and no one pays attention when I stretch out my hand, since you disregard all my advice and do not accept my rebuke, I in turn will laugh when disaster strikes you. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when distress and trouble overwhelm you, then they will call to me, but I will not answer. They will look for me, but will not find me. Since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord, since they would not accept my advice and spurned my rebuke, they will eat the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes. For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. As I first read this proverb, I thought about everybody else that needed to get on board with the Lord's wisdom. And then the Lord gently reminded me that this has been my story in life too. I have hated knowledge and I have spurned that which God gives us as truth in His Word. And you know what comes? Disaster. Like a storm when we do not listen and obey the Lord. But in my life, it's been such a merciful thing that even though we do have things that come because we are living according to our own will and way. The Lord has gently pulled me back in, reminded me of His faithfulness, and just loved me, even though I was not lovable. And so today I'm so thankful for the good news of the gospel, that while yet I was a sinner, Christ died for me and for you. Will you pray with me? Father, on this thankful Tuesday, we are reminded of your saving grace, that we are fools without you, and you call us to live lives of fear of you, reverence, delighting in your word. So help us, Lord, to do that. We want to take a minute to be thankful for this Easter season, especially for someone in our lives who has taught us about the Lord. Whoever comes to mind right now, Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name that you crossed our paths with them. We also want to thank you for a place, perhaps a place, not just church, but anywhere that reminds us of your goodness and grace. Your word tells us that the heavens declare your glory. Help us to see it around us today. Then, Lord, we thank you for a thing, maybe a memory, perhaps something of value that you have given us, or maybe just an idea. Anything, Lord. Bring to our minds gratitude. Help us, Lord, not to be those kind of people who are always thinking, why didn't you do this for me, Lord? Instead, turn our eyes, remind us of what you have done for us. We thank you, Lord, most of all for your character. You are steadfast, immovable, always and forever showing your love for us. We thank you most of all for Jesus, and it's in his name that we pray. Amen.